Heduya is Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Here we again we have an unusual Mishnah. There's a Mesiris over here, Machlokes between Gedolei Tanoim of that door. What's unusual about the Mishnah is the length, the Shak V'tai, which is normally only in Brises. Over here in the Mishnah, the selected cases in Shas where the Mishnayis themselves bring the whole Arichus of the discussion. And obviously in every step of the discussion there are halachas that have to be Nizbar and there are things that are understood. So let's see. Kizayis Boser HaPoyish Me'evim Minachai. The previous Mishnah we had a whole Arichus Dikha discussion about an Eivir Minachai, or rather an Eivir Minameis. We have Halacha of Eivir Minachai, but there's an Eivir Minameis that has a din of a Gufay Shomeis, and that had to be proven by Arichus, and that was the Machlokes over there, whether it's Metame. Here we have a Kizayis Boser HaPoyish Me'evim Minachai, that a Kizayis Boser is Metame from a Meis, that's undisputed. The shaila is over here that since an Eivir Sholem Minachai is Mekabel Tumo and it's Metame Boil like a Meis Sholem and a Kezayis Boss is Halacha that we only find by a Meis, who says that you could cross over between the two and say that by Eivir Minachai, the same way a Gantze Eivir is Metame, the Kezayis Boss that's perished from an Eivir Minachai will also be Metame. Alamaisa, that fact is a Machlokes Tanaim, Reb Elazar Metame, Reb Yeshua, Reb Nechunya Metarim. So the shaila is whether you compare the halachas of a meis and halacha of a chai in the same way an eivir sholem min a chai is mitame like an eivir sholem min a meis, or an eivir sholem min a meis is mitame like an eivir sholem min a chai. So too you can learn that also that bosor from a meis teaches us that a kezai is bosor min a chai also is mitame. Good. We'll just point out something interesting over here. The mitame over here is called Reb Nechunya. Stam Reb Nechunya in Divrei Chazal is Reb Nechunya ben Akono. We don't find Reb Nechunya mentioned in Mishnayos that deal with halachas. The Rambam says that he's not from the Tanoim that are mentioned as Paskin halachas. We only have him usually in conjunction with a Maisa or with a Musa Haskel. Nechunya ben Akono is also the author of Midrashim of Kabbalah. It's clear over here, you look at the Mefarshim, that Nechunya over here is the Reb Nechunya that we had in the previous Mishnah, who's Reb Nechunya ben Elinoson Ishkvar Abavli, except that it's a long name, so the Mishnah over here is Mekater. There is a girsa in bringing this discussion over here, Mishnah Gimel, in Chulin Dav Kuf Chof Tes, which is a large discussion of Inyone Tumor Vetari Lagabi Bosor and Evorim Vechule. And over there it's brought to Reb Nechunya ben Akon. It seems clear that the one who wrote over it, over there it's a Toy Satvus, it's a Toy Seifer. But the real Girsa should be Reb Nechunya of the previous mission. And we'll accept it as such. And those are the Tanoim that are being done on these Inyonim are Reb Nechunya ben Elinoson with Reb Elazar with Reb Yeshua, the same Tanoim that we had in the Mishnah before. The Mishnah continues. Etzem Kisa'ira HaPoyrish Me'ev Menachai. Etzem Kisa'ira is another thing that we have when it's from a mace, it's definitely Metame. And because of that, Minachai, it's not clear. There's no clear Makor. Reb Nechunya Metame. Reb Elazar Yeshua Metare. Of course, the Shaila that's come of a Gam Nitzovo is that when you have a Shaila on things that you don't have a Makor, and by Kezayis Bosel, Gabe Eve Minachai, where there is no clear Makor, over there, Reb Elazar is the Noite Lachmer to be Metame, Reb Yeshua Nechunya Metare. Over here, Reb Nechunya is Metame and Reb Elazar and Yeshua Metare. L'chor, they should be Majvim Midasem. Both of them are Shailas, how far to take the different variations of parts of a body that was perished from a Chai and to be Metame. So why wouldn't they all be told in the same Achleik? It's Kanira that these are all points that are serving around the same point and different Tanoim could hold differently, there got to be different examples. And now the Mishnah obviously is going to have to explain. Amar Leila Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar holds that Kezayis Bosor HaPoyrish Me'evim Minachai, that's where he's Metame, but not by Etzem Kisa'ira from Me'evim Minachai. So they asked Reb Elazar, Maru Yisrael Tami Kezayis, why Dafka Kezayis Bosor HaPoyrish Me'evim Minachai? Amar Lohem, because in the halacha of Evim Minachai, there's a klal. Matzino Evim Minachai Kamei Sholem. If there was an Evim Sholem, then we would say that has a din of a whole body, it's Metame Ba'oil. So, if an Eivir Minachai has a din of a Meis Sholem, even though it's from a live person, but Rachman son of a whole limb was amputated, has a din of a Meis Sholem, Ma HaMeis is comparing Bosor, Kezayis Bosor HaPoyrish Menu Tomei, af even menachai, the same thing we'd say also, because I is boss will teach us on even menachai, because I is boss a person many year tome. If we compare menachai to menameis, the chayot should be the same. Omru loy loy, no. Im timeso kizai is bosa perish menameis. If you hold by kizai is bosa, shekain timeso etzim kisari a perish menu, both of them should be tome. Then to tame kizai is bosa perish menachai, what's the reason to be mechalik between them? That means if you hold a tiharto, etzim kisari a perish menu, that means you hold that from a chai is not the same thing. We don't say that everything that's metame by a mace would be metame if it was perish menachai. So then how could you learn at aloha kizai is bosa? In other words, it's either this or that. Amr Lailu Reb Nechunya. Reb Nechunya held that Etzim Kisair HaPayish Me'ev Menachai is more Chomer, and he's makel by Kizai's boss HaPayish Me'ev. Again, it's not understandable. Why should be a chil between the two? They ask him, Ma Reisul Tami Etzim Kisair HaPayish Me'ev Menachai Amr Lehem Atzinu Ev Menachai Kimei Sholem. If Ev Menachai is like Mei Sholem, then we'll compare. Ma HaMeis Etzim Kisair HaPayish Me'ev Tomei Af Eva Menachai Etzim Kisayra Apayish Menu Yotami. So then Etzim Kisayra would have a din to be Tami. Omu loy loy. Im Timeso Etzim Kisayra Apayish Menameis. Because you're going to tell me that Apayish Menameis is more Chomer. Shekain Timeso Kizayis Bosa Apayish Menu. Could you learn out from that to Tami to be Metami Etzim Kisayra Apayish Me'ev Menachai Shekain Tiharto Kizayis Bosa Apayish Menu? If you hold your makel by one, shouldn't that teach us for Kedish be makel by both? Both examples of Perish Menachai, either they're more kal than a mace, or we'd learn out that they're just as chomer, but you can't split between the two of them. So it's really the same kasha, Memanovshok. What's the difference between the two of them? Put the Reb Leza and put the Reb Nechunya, except the kasha is backwards, Levish Tasem. Omer Leza Reb Leza, Maro Yisra L'chalik Midasecha. Here's where the Mishnah says it straight. What's the chiluk between the two? Oy tameh b'shneim, oy tameh b'shneim. It's either this or that. Om Elohim, the Blazer says back. The chiluk between etzim kizayir and bosor, kizayis, minachai is like this. Meruba tumas ha-bosor mitumas ha-tzomois. Bosor is a more all-encompassing tumah than ha-tzomois. How do you know that? She-bosor noy gambe nevelis u-shrotzim. We're talking over here, this whole Mishnah about tumor, we're talking over here about a human body, a limb that was amputated, a bosor that came off an aver of a limb that was amputated, etc. These are all things that maybe have a din to be with time of boil. But the etzim din, that from the physical mitzius of bosor has a din like the balchai that it was pirish from, insofar as humans, we're talking about tumas mesim. And insofar as animals, we're talking about tumas nevelis, we're talking about tumas sheretz. Lemaisa bosor is noig b'nevelis b'shrotzim. So you see that bosor is something that can be considered the guf hadover itself. Mashenke batzomis, we don't find that atzomis of a sheretz or atzomis of a nevelo are metama b'magomasa. That teaches us that atzomis are lesser the body of that nevelo or sheretz itself, and also they'll be lesser the body of the mace, l'gabi l'tami. Tover acher, another way to say the same. Say the fact that we have a chumra of bosa over atzomois. Eve sheyesh alav bosa karoi. An eve that has on it bosa karoi, which is a little bit of a vague expression. What it means is it has enough bosa that the limb would be able to survive. That means even if a piece, there was a chunk that was cut off of that limb, it wouldn't have to be amputated. It would be a davar chai. Mitame b'mago b'masavoyol. An aver has to have on it enough bosor to be considered that it's a whole aver, and that would be enough that it's mitame b'mago b'masavoyol, mamish like a mace. Choser ha-bosor. Even if bosor is missing from that limb, let's say it was an injury, Rachman al-Tzana, a person's limb was blown off in battle by a cannon shell. So his leg was blown off. A certain amount of bosor came off the limb, the detached limb, Rachman al-Tzlan. It's mitame, even though there's chosim and abosor. But when you're talking about an aver, if it's chosim and oetzim, or you're talking about a bone being mitame, if it's big enough, you can feed the shiurim that are mavur over there in oilus. If it's chosim from the etzim, that's called not a dover shalom, it's not mitame, it's not called an aver. So you see that there's another kula in atzomis more than bosor. So this also would point in this direction. Megabe a perish min achai. Omru loyder Rav Nechunya. Mari yisal lechalik mitay secho. Why you mechalik? Oy tamei bishnem, oy tamei bishnem. Same kashi yad on Rav Elazar. Omru lohem. Meruba tumas atzomis min tumas abasi. Mamish brings, he's going to bring rai's faker. That tumas atzomis has qualities that are more chomor than tumas basa. Shabosa apayish min achai. Basa, which is standing by itself, which came off achai. That means not part of an eva, just basa that's parish tor. Basa itself from achai. If a Rachman son, a person went to a surgery, and the surgery was to thin him, and they cut off pasha, a big chunk of flesh. Even a big chunk of flesh, even many kizayis are big. It's not metame. That does not have a din of a mace. Ve'ever apayish menuhu kibir yosoy. An ever, even if it's a small ever, if it has a tzura of an ever, and Chazal defined this in Perek Mechulin, in Har Varoitiv is always the definition, or even in the end of Perek Kol HaBosor, they define this as Bosor Gidim Vatzomis. Sorry, not the end of Perek Kol HaBosor, the end of Perek Gidanosha. They define this Bosor Gidim Vatzomis, that's the tzura of an ever. It has to have flesh, it has to have tendons, it has to have bones. That's the basic makeup of an ever. So it's Tameh. So what do you see? You see that Teiras Tumas Evorim is more chomer than Teiras Tumas Bosom Perish Menachai. Dover Acher, here's another chomer by Atzomis from Bosom. Kizai is Bosom and Tameh B'magam Asum Oil. Here we're talking about not Kizai is Bosom Menachai, because that's not Tameh at all. Even a big chunk of flesh they took off surgically. We're talking about Bosom and Ameis. It still retains the status of Tumas Meis to be Metame Bemagal Masav Oil. For Roiv Atzomis Metame Bemagal Masav Oil. And Roiv Atzomis, even if it's a very small, where there's no Bosser, and it's not such a big amount, but it's Roiv Atzomis of a, let's say, of a Nefil. So Roiv Atzomis, in terms of the number of bones, doesn't take up that much space, but that also has a din of a skeleton, that is, also has a din of a mace. Choser habosor, if the bosor is less than a kizayis tohor. It's only a kizayis bosor min ames, which is betam b'masav magal v'oil. Choser roiv atzomis, if it's choser from roiv atzomis, af al pi shetohor miletame b'oil, this is halachon leish m'sinai, that's called something missing in the tzura of the full skeleton. It's not a dead body to be betam b'oil. However, it's betam b'magal b'masav. So there's a certain point where Atzomis can lose their full status as a dead body. They retain the status letame b'mago b'masa, which is halacha you don't have by bosa. If it's not a kezais, done. It's not letame. So you see a chomer in atzomis. Dover acher, another point to that effect. Kol b'sar ameis shul pochas me kezais tohor. V'roiv minyonei shomeis. Roiv binyonei v'roiv minyonei shomeis. Binyonei means what's most, let's say again, you have a very small mace in Nefil, what's considered Roiv Binyon, which means most of the length of that skeleton, which would be two thigh bones with a leg. Roiv Minyonei Shomeis, or you have a lot of little bones, let's say in the fingers, there are a lot of little bones, and in terms of number of bones, you can have a Roiv Minyon that's not a Roiv Binyon, or a Roiv Binyon that's not a Roiv Minyon. Afal pi she'en bem Roiva, even though it doesn't have the shear, in terms of size, a pile of bones from dead bodies, which is considered a dova hametame, is a roiva hakav. That's the shear. So even if it's missing in the shear, but roiv minyan is a zach itself, hametame. Psar meis is either metame tor. Once it doesn't have a kazais, that's it, done. Atzomis could still be tame. So we see that atzomis, we use more choymer in teiras tumas atzomis. So this is the point that the Chundi is making. Now again, it's very hard to be machri over here because Haloi, the Mishnah started, Barichus now Rabbi Elazar said, Faket. Amar Leila Rabbi Yeshua, Maru Yisrael Tavishneim, the same problem. Why you mitar by both? Rabbi Yeshua is, Rabbi Elazar is mitar by one, mitar by the other. The Chundi is mitar by one, mitar by the other. We brought Raya's that this one, Atzomis, is more common than Bosa. We have Raya's that Bosa is more common than Atzomis. Good. Rabbi Yeshua is mitar by both. No, the question on him is not Mamonov Shok. Make up your mind. Mari is a lechalik, because he's not lechalik. He holds Tohar.
So what's your thought process? Amar lehem loy. Evim nachai is not the same thing as a meis shalom. The whole tzushtal is not correct. Im amartim b'meis, if you're going to say by part of a dead body, that boso and atzomas haposhim imenu, if it's the right shir, kizayis, or Rav Yaakov, or Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan, sheyesh boy roiv v'roival v'rekev. Rekev is a different shear when you have bones. It's a rekev atzah, a rekev where it's decomposed. So that would be the shears of Aliyah, Maloy Tarvad. There are shiurim for these things. By a maze, Toimru b'chai, she'en boy. They don't have these shiurim of a roiv basam. Roiv basam minachai is tohar. So that's clear that perish from a tohar is not considered a maze in a much more substantial way than a perish min hames from a dead body is not considered a maze. You can have chalokim that are perish min hames and they're still metame, they have the status of a dead body, and being perish min achai, that would not be considered a dead body. It has to be a full amputated limb, not less. And that's why by him, he's mitare both. So we have three shittas over here, and the Mishnah speaks out barichus, the whole discussion. We've seen a lot of halachas over here of dinei tumas meis and even other tumas. Each detail is a sugya for itself. They're talking, and we just read through the Mishnah just to follow the shakmatai. But there's a lot behind the scenes over here in each one of these details.